The Gemara Daf Chaf Tes Amud Beis talks about how to do a cheskas karkos on karka that doesn't have any peiros growing out of it. A tsunma, let's say. You have a rocky type of karka. What's the din? So the Gemara first quotes Rav Kahuna Breda Rav Yeshua, who says, well, it depends. If most of the karka is basriya, most of the karka is roi to have achilas peiros, so then the part that's a tsunma is bottle for the karka, and you can have a cheskas raya on this karka by simply having achilas peres from the usable part of the karka. You don't have to use the tsunma at all. Frektor of Bibi Bar Abai says, why should that be true? He says, tsunma, there is a way to use the tsunma. How do we use the tsunma? We use it either through hamadas behemis, putting your animals there. You know, they can sit there, they can eat there, they can use the property, or shtichas peros. You can spread out the peros over there to dry. So you can use the tsunma. So if you can use the tsunma, if the entire field wasn't usable for achilas peros, so why shouldn't we have to prove ownership even on part of the field that's a tsunma? That's his kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer that kasha. L'chor, the answer to the kasha is, it's different. If all you have is a small area of the field that's a tsunma, so then it's bata. That's not usable. It's bottled to the rest of the field that is usable. Of course, everyone would agree that if you have a field that's all tsunma, or if most of it is tsunma, so then, of course, it has to be used. It has to be used appropriately. So even if you're not going to use it for achilas peros, but you have to use it for whatever hishtamshes, it's roi. So it's not necessarily a roi. Okay, that's the back and forth in the Gemara. If you have part of the field that's a tsunma, is it any different than having the entire field that's a tsunma? But the lashon of Rav Bibi's kasha made the Rambam jump. Now, what's his kasha? Ela me'ata tsunma b'me yikne. How are you going to be kone a tsunma? What does that mean? So the Rashbam machtavek with the whole kasha. He doesn't make a big deal out of it. Ela me'ata halokeach mechaber tsunma b'may konila be'ezo achila shal sholosh shonim. Not b'may konila, how are you kone the karka that's a tsunma? He says, but how are you kone be B'shaloshan, what do you mean shaloshan? Cheskas rai, he's not really talking about cheskas kinyan. He's saying, how can you have a cheskas rai in a tsunma? That's the kasha. So he says what? He says, well, tsunma, there can be a cheskas rai, there is a hishtamshus, use it for shlichas peiros, mothers behemoth, there is a way to use it. Hachinami, he says, why shouldn't you have to use the beis rova, the small area of tsunma, why shouldn't you have to use that as well with mothers behemoth and shlichas peiros? The Hachanami, according to the Rashbam, is that we're comparing two cases, a case where the field is entirely tsunma, to a case where the field is b'miut tsunma, right? It's mostly an area that is usable. So he asks, what's the difference? It should be really the same thing. But the focus seems to be cheskas rai. According to Rashbam, that seems to be the focus of the Gemara. Comes the Rambam, and he says, no, from this, he doesn't quote the Gemara, but he says that if you ochel peiros from the karka, al das to be kona the karka, that works. It's not just a cheskas rai, but it can work as a cheskas kinyan too. Where does he say this? So the truth is there are two halachas. I think we read the first one, but the second one is relevant too. The Rambam Hilchos Mechira Perakal halacha tesvav. He says ha'isa karka tzchiach sela she'em ba lo gede ve lo pirtza ve'ena basriya. Tzunma, the Gemara, case in the Gemara. The Rambam says, what do you do to be kone karka b'chazaka? The Rambam in Perek Aleph is talking about kinyone karka, kesef shtar chazaka. So he says, well, if it's a tzum, if it's a tzchiach sela, you can't plant it, so then you can be mamed behemos there, you can be shotev peros, and that's fine. Halacha tezayin, the Rambam continues, hamoche sada l'chaveh v'nechaz b'ha lokech v'zorah. Oh, Neira, let's say someone sells the field. What happens? Lokeach comes in and he's Zara or Neira. He plants it or he plows it. Osha, Asa, Peros, Ha'ilan, O Zamra. Or he gathered the Peros, Ha'ilan, or he pruned the trees. L'chol kiyotzi b'dvarm elu, ha'reza kona, shari hechzik. Lokeach uses the karka if he gathers the Peros, he eats the Peros, or he plants the field. He's using the field. So he's kona. So the Rambam seems to say, Hamadas behemas and shtichas peros, asifas peros, achilas peros, that can all count as a cheskas kinyan. Where did he get this from? Zokta Magi Mishnah. He got it from our Gemara. Ela meyata tsuma bamei yikne. What kind of a loshen is that? Bamei yikne? Bamei yikne? Bamei yachzik? Bamei yovi raya shu shalom? Bamei yikne sounds like we're talking about cheskas kinyan. Cheskas kinyan. That's mudna. I mean, why should you say that? Yikne sounds like we're talking about cheskas kinyan, but the whole sugi is talking about cheskas raya. Like, why would the Rambam think that everything would suddenly change? L'chor, what he means is that the Rambam, of course, understands the Gemara's talking about cheskas raya, but he understood Rav Bibi was asking tsunma b'mei yikne. How can you be kona a tsunma? What kind of a cheskas can you do you have by tsunma? Of course, that's hamadas behemos and shtichas peros. So hachanami doesn't mean just the same way that you can show a raya in a field that's entirely tsumma. So too, you should be able to show a raya that you're a bailin in a field that's only partially tsumma. No, hachanami is saying just like your konet tsumma with achilas peros, with shtichas peros, with hamadas behemos, just like you can be konet the tsumma that way. Hachanami, so too, the cheskas raya for tsumma is through achilas peros. Why not? And if the cheskas raya is through achilas peros, then it shouldn't matter if the whole field is tsumma or part of the field is tsumma. It should be exactly the same thing. The hachanami lefi the Rambam is not just hachanami comparing a field that's entirely tsumma to a field that's only a small amount of tsumma. No, it's a comparison between cheskas kinyan bamei yikne, cheskas kinyan and cheskas raya. That if you can. Shoteach peros, if you can be mamed behemos, in order to be koneh the tsunma. And what are you doing by being shoteach peros? You're using the karka. V'hu adinami, you can be ochel peros in karka too. If it were usable, it's just the tsunma is not usable. But if you can use the tsunma in whatever way that it's usable to be koneh, so too, to prove that you're a bialim, for cheska saraya as well, by tsunma, you should be able to use it for whatever purpose is usable. So the same should hold true of the Rambam by karka that is plantable. The karka that is plantable, you should be able to be kona the karka with achilas peros and show a raya with achilas peros. Just like it's the same thing. The Rambam, the Gemara seems to say the same. Hachanami, we're comparing the kinyan of tsunma with the cheskas raya of tsunma. So by karka that's usable, karka that you can have achilas peros from, the Rambam claims you should still compare cheskas raya, cheskas kinyan. You should be the zelbazach. Now, you should be able to use achilas peros, not just for the cheskas raya we've been discussing tonight, but for cheskas kinyan too, because the Gemara connects the two. Tsunma bamei yikne. The Gemara connects the two to say that the kinyan and the cheskas raya really are intended. They really can be accomplished in the same way. So our Gemara seems to be a raya to the Rambam that hishtamshus, usage of the karka, in whatever way you can use it, that can serve both as a cheskas kinyan and as a cheskas raya. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says, as we read yesterday, the Ravid says, Achilas Peres, what was that I'm talking about? Achilas Peres is going to work for Cheskas Kinyan? Achilas Peres works for Cheskas Raya? The Gemara's talk about Cheskas Raya and Achilas Peres. Cheskas Kinyan, the Ravid says, that's not through Achilas Peres. Cheskas Kinyan you can only do in Karka with Noal Gadar Uparas. It's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. You can't be Kone Karka with Achilas Peres. That's usage. That's not Tikkun Begufar Karka. The Ravid holds that cheskas karka, cheskas kinyan of karka is tikkun beguf karka, no goda paratz, breaking the fence, making the fence, putting up the manel, putting up the lock. That's cheskas kinyan. Cheskas raya, that's in ganz and different. Cheskas raya, that's achilas peres. Usage, but cheskas kinyan is not about usage. It's all about tikkun beguf karka. What's the Ravid going to do with the lashon of our gemara? It's sunma bame yikne. The Ravid will say it's lav dafka. It doesn't mean yikne. It means like the Rashbam. It means yikne to show that he was kona. Not how's he going to be kona, but how can he show that he was kona? Where's he going to get the raya from? Where's he going to get the raya from? But to be kona, achilas peres is not going to work. The Mishnah says achilas peres. The Mishnah says no god of parats, harezu chazaka, but not achilas peres. In fact, the Ravid, what's the Rambam talking about? What's the Rambam talking about? How can the Rambam say achilas peres is going to work to be kona karak? So at the end of the Magen Mishnah, he brings a raya to the Rambam from another Gemara. That's what we started talking about yesterday. He says, "Uktas raya gam ke mishvil shol kromim shenikne behiloch kemavur lamali." Shvil shol kromim is nikne behiloch. We said this in Machlokas Tanoim, the Gemara in Daf Kuf. as a machlokes tanoim, whether hiluch, walking on the property, can walking on the property create a kinyan? So we pass in hiluch is not kona by karka. But the Gemara says, modem chachamim, that everyone admits, b'shvil shokramim, you're talking about that there's a vineyard. You don't own the vineyard, but you want to buy the path through, right? You want to be able to trespass through the, well, you want it not to be trespassing, right? You want to be able to trek through the karen. So there's a shvil over there. The Bala Karen is willing to sell the shvil for a certain amount of money. So how do you buy it, right? You could buy it for kesef, but let's say you want to do a different kinyan. So comes the Gemara and says, hilo kinyan. If you walk on the shvil, just walking on the shvil, that's kona the shvil. Let's say you don't have money. You say you'll pay him later. The hiluch itself is going to be kona. Zokta Magi Mishi, isn't that a raya for the Rambam? Hiluch is not tikkun begufa karka. You're not improving the karka. You're just using it. And yet the Gemara seems to say that everyone admits that hiluch b'shul shakram is enough to be kona. So it's a raya to the Rambam. That hishtamshus works as cheskas kinyan, not just as cheskas raya. But it works as a cheskas kinyan too. That's the Magi Mishnah's right. So we just parenthetically pointed out the Rambam doesn't mention hiluch in a regular case, right? The Gemara even doesn't say that hiluch should work by a regular karka. It says b'shvil shokram. The chachamim amoda b'shvil shokramim that hiluch works. Why dafka b'shvil shokramim? The Gemara should say the chachamim amoda that hiluch always works. Why dafka b'shvil shokramim? So the answer must be that. The hiluch is not really such a choshev v'hishtamshus. That's such a choshev v'hishtamshus in karka. The normal way to use karka is to plant, right? Even hamadas behemus and shtichas peris is not such a choshev v'hishtamshus in regular karka. There might be choshev in a tsunma, in raki karka, which is not really usable for achilas peris, but in a regular karka, that's not so choshev. So maybe what the Gemara is saying is b'shvil shokramin. Hiluch is a hishtamshus that's choshev enough. So since it's a choshev enough, it's an achilah chashuva, that will work to be kona in shvil shokram. And by tsunma, hamadas behemus and shlichas peros is choshev enough, that will work as a hishtamshus. But in a regular piece of karka, a regular land where it's plantable, so then achilas peros is the choshev achilah that we need to be kona. And that taka will work. Maybe that will work according to the Rambam. So the problem is, how's the Rabbi going to learn? How is the Rabbi going to respond to this Gemara and Daf Kuf, to the Magi Mishnah's Raya from Hiluch? Hiluch is Kona, B'shvil Shokramim. So don't you see from the Gemara that Hiluch is Kona, B'shvil Shokramim, that Hishtamshus works to be Kona Karka? So just like Hiluch is Kona, B'shvil Shokramim, so too, Achilas Peres should be Kona by regular Karka, by plantable Karka. So the Ravid is Shver from the Gemara and Daf Kuf. But the Rambam is also Shver. What's the Rambam Shver from? The Rambam is Shver from the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. Mishnah Daf Mem Beis says that what's Cheskas Kinyan? No Gadur Parts Harezu Chazaka. Doesn't say anything about Achilas Peres. It says no Gadur Parts. So the Ravid is sitting pretty. I mean, that's the Ravid's Kasha. What's the Rambam talking about? There's Docha Mishnah. Like, why is he ignoring the Mishnah? We know what Cheskas Kinyan is. It's no Gadur Parts, not Ishtamshus. So there's a raya to the Ravid and a raya to the Rambam. So we have to figure out how each one is going to answer the raya, the raya of the other. So let's first talk about hiluch. Right, the Magen Mishnah's raya to the Rambam is that the Gemara says on Daf Kuf that the Chacham Amod the B'shul Shokram that hiluch is going to be kona. So how's the Ravid going to respond to that? So one answer that's given by the Achronim is that maybe the Ravid holds that hiluch shvil shokramim is totally different. What are you trying to be kona over there? What are you trying to be kona? Maybe one can suggest that in the case of shvil shokramim, you're trying to be kona the right to walk on the shvil. You're trying to be kona hishtamshus, the zchus hishtamshus. That's what you're going to be kona. You're not being kona the gufa karka. This piece of karka is in the middle of the keren. You're not being kona the gufa karka. You're being kona a zchus hishtamshus. Maybe the Rava would say, in a chanami, to be kona zchus hishtamshus, how do we do that? How we kona zchus hishtamshus? With a tchilas hishtamshus. Hishtamshus is kona hishtamshus. If you're trying to be kona zchus hishtamshus, so then hishtamshus is enough. Usage is enough to be kona the right of usage. But to be kona gufa karka, zok the Rava, no other parts, is the way to go. Hishtamshus is not going to be kona gufa karka. Hishtamshus, you're using the karka, but you're not being misakin the gavar karka. To be kone the gavar karka, you need more. But to be kone the right of hishtamshus, maybe for that, less is sufficient. Maybe that's what the rabbi would say. No.
Wouldn't that not be the fetish then?
What are the other places that you can be kone ishtam, that we know you can be kone?
No, I thought we saw something in the first time.
Yeah. Where do we see that, Daniel?
No, I was not.
You're talking about Cheskes Tashmishin? Is that what you were talking about? Cheskes Tashmishin? Davav? With the Ktsos? Yes, well, we weren't supposed to see the Ktsos. I know a number of the Talmidim didn't get the WhatsApp. I guess they don't have WhatsApp, just like I don't have. So I wasn't going to present the Ktos, but some say, I'll just throw out, some say that Cheskes Tashmishin, there are three shitas in Cheskes Tashmishin, right? Meaning if I'm using property, let's say I'm going to put koros, I'm going to put beams on top of your wall, right? Or I'm going to open a chalom into your property, right? So I'm going to do something, I'm going to use the area, use the avir, use the kosel, etc. So how long does it take before I can establish a chazaka for Tashmish? It's a discussion. Is it immediate? Is it after 3 years? Then there's a further discussion. The second issue is, do I need a taina? Do I need a taina that I acquired this right from you? Or do we say no, that just being there, just using the property, using the chalon and using the kosel, that's sufficient. I don't need a taina. So the Ktsos will, the Ktsos is explaining the Shita of the Gaonim that I don't need a Taina for Cheskes Tashmishin, just the usage itself is sufficient. Why? Because if all I want to do is acquire Tashmishin, then I don't need any independent Kinyan. The usage itself is going to acquire the Tashmishin. That's the whole Vart of the Ktsos. Right? But it's a discussion, because not everyone agrees with that, but at least the Shita of the Gaonim, you can explain that one. But this is an idea that can help explain what the Ravid is saying. The Ravid admits, perhaps, that Hila can work by Shul Shakram, because there you're not trying to be kona gufakaka, you're just trying to be kona ishtamshis. And if all you're doing is being kona ishtamshis, so maybe, ishtamshis is the way to be kona zuchus ishtamshis. Where do we see that from? So we see that from an incredible Rashi. Okay, we're not going to discuss the Ktos in great detail, but you know it's still in the Marma Komos. If you want to take the time, you can look at it. But I want to focus on a Rashi in Psach. We're almost at Purim. Pesach is just around the corner. Let's talk about Bedikas Chametz. Just a little bit. The Gemara in Psachim Adav Dalet says, what happens if you own a property, but you're renting it out to someone else? So who's chayiv in Bedikas Chametz? So the Gemara quotes a braisa, Tanina, Hamas kebayis lachaveru, imat shalom mosulam avtechas chala boasa, or alamas ke livdog. The Brisa says it. Well, it depends. It depends. We know that the Chiyah B'dikas Chametz is the night of the 14th of Nisan. So if the night of the 14th was Chal before Mesiras HaMaftechos, before you give over the keys, to the apartment, to the house, etc., so then the Maskir is Chayav, because the Chovas B'dikah was Chal on the Maskir before the Mesiras HaMaftechos. But if he was Muslim Avtechos before you dalit at night, so then the Socher is Chayav. The Mesiras Avtechos is the key point. That's what the Brites is saying. That's the key moment. Right? If he's Muslim Avtechos, whoever has the Avtechos, he's the one who's Chayav to do B'dikas Chametz. So if the Socher has the Avtechos before the Chiyu B'dikas Chametz, the night of the 14th of Benchal, then he's Chayav. If the maftechas have not been given over, if the keys have not been given over to the socher before Yudalit has been chal at night, so then the maskir is chay. Why is Mesiras HaMaftechos the key over here? So says Rashi, Mesiras Mafteach, hu kinyan aschiris. That's the kinyan aschiris. He's being socher, he's renting the apartment, right? He's renting the apartment. So how is he kon aschiris? Says Rashi is kon aschiris with Mesiras HaMaftech. Even though he gave the maftechos later, before Pesach, the chiv has already been chal on the maskir. So the maskir is chayav. That's it. If the maftechos have been given over, then the socher is chayav. If the maftechos has not been given over before Leil Yudalid has been chal, so then the maskir is going to be chayav. Rashi says, Mesiras HaMaftechos is the point. Why is that the critical moment? Why is that the critical moment? Because the giving over of the Maftechos is the Kenyan Schiris. That creates the Kenyan. So if you're Kona the Schiris, then the Chir B'dikah is going to be Chalam. Frek Taisviz, how is Mesiras HaMaftechos Kona Schiris? That's Kona Schiris. That's not what the Gemara says. Pirish Rashi, the Mesiras HaMaftechos Kona Ve'ein Nirilari. Da'amah B'merubah, Kashem Shekarka Nignes B'Kesu Shtar V'Chazaka, Kach Schiris Karka Nignes B'Kesu Shtar V'Chazaka. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that how is Karka Nignes B'Kesu Shtar V'Chazaka? That's a Mishnah Daf Chavav in Kiddushim. Comes the Gemara in Bava Kama and says, just like the Gufa Karka is Nikna B'Kesu Shtar V'Chazaka, so to Schiris Karka, if you rent the Karka, right? Schiris Liyomei Memkerhu, it's like a Miktas Mechiris, so to speak. So Schiris Karka is also Niknes B'Kesu Shtar V'Chazaka. So Frek Tais says, what's Rashi told him? Messias Maftechos, that's not going to be Kone. That's not one of the ways that Schiris Karka is Nikna. The law meaning the Mahani Messias Maftechos, Chela Kamanda Omer Leichazeku Kni. Messias Maftechos is just an expression. It's like an expression that you can do the Kenyan. Do Kesef, do Shtar, Chazaka. It's like an expression that you should do a Chazaka. Right? That's the expression that the Kona should do the Chazaka. You can't do a Kesef, a Shtar without the Moche. So if the Moche gives over Maftechos, it's like he's telling the Kona, go do a Chazaka, Lechazeku Kni. But that's all it is. It's not a real Kenyan. So how can Rashi say Messias Maftech is the critical moment, because that's Kenyan Schiris. It's not Kenyan Schiris. You're not going to call it Schiris without Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Mefarish Ri, so the Ri says, no, I'll tell you why Messias Maftech is key. That's what Messias Maftech is critical, right? Let's put it that way. The Mefarish is a little... Mefarish Ri, the Hocha Shemasa lo HaMafteach v'lo Hechzik u'mishayesh biyodo Maftech eshechal yudalet chayev libdo. Also, Shein biyado mafteach echi kones v'yivdok. No, Mesiras mafteach is the critical moment, Zok the Ri, because it gives you the potential to be bodek. Without the mafteach, you can't get into the place. Whoever has the mafteach, so it's in his power to do the bedika. It's not that you're kone the schiris or that. No, you're kone schiris with chazaka, Zok the Ri. But Mesiras mafteach gives you the potential to do the bedika. So whoever has the potential, whoever has the ability to do the bedika, he's chayev to do the bedika. So if the masker hasn't given over maftechos before yudalit has been chal, so then he has to do the bedika because he has the potential, he has the ability to do it. If the maftechos have been given over to the socher, it's not that the socher has been kone schirus through the mesiras maftech. No, he has to do a chazaka. Well, he has to do something else to be kone schirus. But he has the ability to do the bedikas. He has the ability to do the bedikas, then he's chayav to do the bedika. This is the machlokas Rashi and the Ri. Rashi holds Mesiras Maftech is kone the schiris. The Ri says no, it's not kone schiris. But well, schiris is only nicknames bekeser shtar the chazaka. But Mesiras Maftech gives the person the ability to do the bedika, and whoever has the ability to do the bedika is going to be obligated to do so. Chora, the Ri's kasha is a good kasha on Rashi. The Ri asks, it's the Gemara and Bava Kama against Rashi. Rashi says, Mesiras HaMaftechos can be called a Schiris, but Gemara Bava Kama says that Schiris Karka is only Nikas B'Kesef, B'Shtar, B'Chazaka. But what's the answer for Rashi? It's the Chapela. So one answer could be that maybe Mesiras HaMaftechos really is called a Schiris by Karka. Maybe Rashi argues with Tosfos. And the truth is, if we were to interpret Rashi that way, it wouldn't be so shver. Because we find that some other Rishonim do say that. There are Rishonim who say Mesiras HaMaftechos is going to be Kona Mischiris. Who says that? Who suggests Mesiras HaMaftechos can actually be Kona Mischiris? Not just because of Bishtar B'Chazach, but Mesiras HaMaftechos can be Kona Mischiris. Who says that? The Rashbam? Where? In Bavas. Bavas is a big Masech. Daphne Gimel! Thank goodness. Okay, Netanel says the Rashbam. He's right. The Rashbam says this. Right. Gemara at the end of the third parak is talking about Kinyonim, quite a bit about Kinyonim. So the Rashbam, at the end of the Ramaschal Vahashta Ka'ili, Rashbam writes like this. V'afal gab d'gabi schiris batim amrinon. Who are din legabi leknoso? Mishamosel Maftechos Habi Becheska Socher, Behuadin Legabei Leknoso. He says, the Kenyan Messias Maftechos is enough. Hani mili b'mocher umaske l'chaver, but nichse ager mimasel l'mavtecho sheyikne hilkach tzarech binyan kolshu. By nichse ager, let's say there's a ger and he owns karka and then he dies, so he doesn't have yarshim. It's not like he had children after becoming a ger. Maybe he had children before, but they're not misyaches acharam. So once the ger dies, then his nechasim become what? They become efker. So how am I kona nichse ager? So it's up to Rashbam, of course, by Nichse Ager, Messias HaMavtechos is not going to work. There is no one to give the Mavtechos. The Ger is dead. There is no Mocha. There is no Nosin Maton. So if there's no one to give Mavtechos, obviously Messias HaMavtechos is not going to work. So you have to do a Binyan Kolshu. You have to do Chazaka. Can't do Shtar. Can't do Kesef. There's no Mocha. So by Hefger, of course, you got to do a regular Chazaka, a regular Tikkun of Gufa Karka. But says the Rashbam, Messias HaMavtechos can work if you're Kone Mechavero. You're Kone Karka Mechavero. If there is someone to be most of the Maftechos, so the Messias Maftechos will take a work to be Conan. So it could be, Kenzan, you would have liked to say that maybe Rashim Sochem is going with this Rashbam. Rashim Sochem is assuming Messias Maftechos is Conan's Chirus Karka. And that's why Rashi says that why is Messias Maftechos the critical moment when it comes to Dikas Chametz? Because if the Messias Maftechos occurred before Yadalid, so then the Socher is Conan the Schirus, and that's why he's hired to do the Dikas Chametz. That's what you could have answered for Rashi. Now, just parenthetically, if you look at the Lashon of the Rashbam is not learning like that. It's clear he's not learning like that. He's not learning that the reason why Messias Maftechos before Yadalid will make the Socher Bichayev and Bidikas Chametz is because he's Kona Deschirus. That's not what he says. Listen to the Lashon of the Rashbam again. Avagal de Gabi Schirus Batim Amrinam Bipsochim Mishamosel Maftechos Havi Becheska Socher Vahu Adin Lagabi Liknoso. What's he saying? He's saying Messiras HaMavtechos makes it Becheskas HaSocher. It's under the control of the Socher. Becheskas HaSocher. It's under the control of the Socher. V'hu adinami legabi leknoso. And also to be kona it. Also to be kona it. If the Gemara Psochim is all dependent on Kinyonim, if we say Messiras HaMavtechos is kona the Schirus to the Socher, so then he should have said Messiras HaMavtech is going to create a chiyuv b'dikas chametz because it's a kinyan, not v'hu hadin leknoso. It sounds like Pesachim is not about kinyan. That once it's becheskas hasocher through the Messiras Mafteach, now he has access to the apartment, access to the house, so the chiyuv b'dikas is going to be on him. So the Rashbam, just like it's becheskas hasocher through the Messiras Mafteach, also legabe leknoso, the Messiras Mafteach will Kona. But it doesn't seem like Pesachim itself is working with Kenyan. So it could be through the Rashbam we can explain Rashi. The Rashbam himself is not learning that way. And it's not so clear that Rashi would say that either. This is a big chiddush. Most of the Rishonim don't say like this. Messias Maftechos is going to be Kona. How is the Rashbam going to learn the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis? The Mishnah Daf Mem Beis says, no other parts is Chazaka, not Messias Maftechos. How is the Rashbam going to understand that Mishnah? It's Pashut. The Mishnah is talking about what case? Let's see what the Mishnah says. B'medvar mamurim b'machzik. Aval b'nosim atona v'ha'achen shechilku v'ha'machzik b'nichsi ager no v'gadar u'paratz kolshu harezu chazaka. What's the answer for the Mishnah? Let's see the Rashbam and give it. What's the answer? New hand. Daniel.
That no one can get the keys. That's no the same
case. Better. More. You're saying it. The what?
No one can give the keys.
Nichse Ager. By Nichse Ager, no one can give the keys. So the Mishnah is even talking about Nichse Ager. It's not that I'm saying the Mishnah has to be talking about Hefker also. The Mishnah says it's talking about Hefker. So about all cases of Karka. It's having the most expansive list of different types of Karka and trying to describe what is Chazaka in the most expansive list. So in the most, if you're going to talk about Nirsei Hager, you're going to talk about Hefker, you can't talk about Messias HaMavtechos because Messias HaMavtechos doesn't make any sense by Nirsei Hefker. That's why it doesn't mention Messias HaMavtechos, only mentions no other parts. Okay, so you could use the Rashbam to answer Rashim Sochem, but it's a jump because even the Rashbam didn't interpret Sochem like that. The Rashbam also interpreted like the Ri, that Bedikas chametz is a function of who the house is becheskas, who has access to it, who is in control of doing bedika. So how do we understand Rashi? Right? How do we understand Rashi? Is Rashi saying that Messias Maftechos is going to be Kona or not going to be Kona? How exactly does that work? Would Rashi say Messias Maftechos is Kona in Karka in general? It's a Cheskas Kenyan in Karka, like the Rashbam is saying? Cheskas Kenyan in Karka? Maybe not. Maybe Rashi is not saying that it's a Cheskas Kenyan. Not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam says Messias Maftechos is a Cheskas Kenyan to be Kona the Gufa Karka. So after Karban Asano, you know what Rashi is saying? Rashi is saying Dafka Lagabe Bedikas Chometz Messias Maftechos is going to be a Kenyan. Why? Because by Bedikas Chometz, by when it comes to Schiris, not Bedikas Chometz, when it comes to Schiris Karka, by Schiris Karka, Messias Maftechos is going to be a Kenyan. Why? Because by Schiris Karka, all you're trying to do is to be Kona Hishtamshis. You're not being Kona the Gufa Dava. You're just being Kona the right to have Hishtamshis. If all you're doing is being Kona the right for Hishtamshis, then Rashi would say Messias HaMavtechos is going to work. Rashi perhaps is not working with the Rashbam. The Rashbam is saying that Messias HaMavtechos can be used as a Chazaka to be Kona the Gufa Karka. If I want to be Kona Karka from my friend, not from Nirsay Ager, not from the Ger, not from Epic. If I want to be Kona Karka, I can use Mesiras Maftechos to be Kona the Gufa Karka. Big Kiddush. What you'd have to say is the Gemara in Bava Kama, right? Schiras Karka is Nignes Bekesa Bishtar Bechazoka. The Gemara in Bava Kama is talking about the general. But in a Chanami, Mesiras Maftechos, according to the Rashbam, can work also. Dr. Kav and Asano, no. Rashi says Mesiras Maftechos. I'm sorry, let me say that again. Right? According to the Rashbam, Schiris Karka is Nigdes Bekesa Bishtar Bechazaka. Karka itself is Nigdes Bekesa Bishtar Bechazaka. And Messias Amtechos can work even for Gufa Karka itself. For Gufa Karka itself. The Karban Asano says, no, Rashi will say for Gufa Karka, Messias Amtechos will not work. For Schiris Karka, it'll work. Aye, but it says Schiris Karka is Nigdes only Bekesa Bishtar Bechazaka. No, it's talking about the general ways of being Kona. The general ways of being Kona by Karka is Kesishtar and Chazaka. So the Chiddush is, even if you're only doing Schiris, you also can be Kona with Kesishtar and Chazaka. But Messias Matechos, of course, should be Kona. Of course, should be Kona Schiris. Because there, you're only trying to be Kona the Hishtamshus. If you're trying to be Kona Hishtamshus, so of course, the way you're Kona Hishtamshus is through Hishtamshus. Is through Hishtamshus. What does the Kav and Asano say? Efshali Asher Perish Rashi, the halo Omer Kashem Shakaka in a Nignes Ella Begimel Durachim Kach Siris. The Gemara doesn't say just like Karka is only Nikna Begimel Durachim, so to Siris. No, Ella the Omer, the Hani Gimel Kenyonim Siris Gamke Nikna. The same Kesesh Tan Chazaka that worked to be Kona Gufa Karka can work for Siris too. That's all it said. It didn't say this is the entire list. The Adifa Yesh L'Schiris. Schiris has one more Kenyan. The Mesiris Mafteach Kona. By the time of the Beschiris in a Kona Abayis came Lodabo V'lichnos Sham Klei Tashmishon Kev Namaslo HaMafteach Kev Namaslo HaMaskir Mafteach Im Ken Yochel Lohaniach Sham Kelev V'Lodosham. By Schiris, since you're trying to be Kona, the potential to use the Karka, so once he gives over the keys, once there's an Asiras Mafteach, so now he has the potential to use the Karka. That's the Kenyan. The Kenyan is to have that potential. To have the potential to have a Hishtamshus. You don't need a regular Chazaka. Just have the potential. Because if the Kenyan is all about Hishtamshus, so then the way to be Kona, that Hishtamshus, is either through Hishtamshus or to have the ability to have Hishtamshus. Right? Mesiras Mafteach creates the ability to have Hishtamshus, and I'd like to suggest, Lefi Rashi, even the Hishtamshus itself could be the Kenyan. The Tchilas Hishtamshus itself could be the Kenyan too, because that's how you're Kona Hishtamshus. That's how you're Kona Hishtamshus. So it could be, that's the answer for the Ravid about Hiluch. Maybe the Ravid also holds like this. The Ravid says, why is Hiluk Kona B'Shul Shokramim? Dafka B'Shul Shokramim, because there you're not trying to be Kona the Guf HaKarka. There you're trying to be Kona Ishtamshus of the Kerem. If you're trying to be Kona Ishtamshus of the Kerem, so then Hiluk, which is Ishtamshus, that will work. But to be Kona Karka, the Kona Guf HaKarka itself, maybe the Ravid would say, I mean, maybe. The Ravid says, to be Kona Guf HaKarka, you need Keser Shtar V'Chazaka. O Chazaka. Right? Keser Shtar V'Chazaka. It's different. You're not being Kona Ishtamshus, so to be Kona Guf HaKarka, then you need a stronger king. So the Ravid we have an answer for. Right? Hiluch is not a problem. The Yesod of the Ktos, the Yesod of the Karbon Esanel. The Karbon Esanel is not quite saying exactly the same as the Ktos. He's talking about giving the potential for Ishtamshis. Mesiras HaMafteach is giving the potential for Ishtamshis. That's going to be called Ishtamshis. But Lachor, the Ishtamshis itself should also be Kone, like the Ktos. And that's how the Ravid's going to learn that Ishtamshis is Kone. And Hiluch, therefore, Hiluch B'Shul Shokramim is different than being Kone Guf HaKarka. But we still have a problem with the Rambam. We have a number of problems with the Rambam. First of all, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, Nol Gadur Paratz. The Mishnah seems to say that only Nol Gadur Paratz is going to work to be Kona Karka, not Achilas Peres. What's more, Misvara, the Rambam seems to be a Chiddush. But Misvara, if you would have asked me, who's right, right? Who's the intuitive approach? Is the Rambam the intuitive approach or is the Ravid the intuitive approach? So should Achilas Peros be able to be Kona Karka, the Gufa Karka, or not? What do you think? Ravid. Why, Shlomo?
We've been talking about this whole time.
We've been talking about
the whole time?
So you're trying to bring me a Raya from the Gemara. These are Rayas from Gemara. I have Gemaras, I know the Gemaras. Right? Our Gemara is not a Raya because you can learn in two ways. The Gemara about Hiluch is not a riot to the Rambam. We just answered that Gemara. So we have a Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis, Nol Gadur Paratz, Harei Zeh Chazaka. That's a kash against the Rambam. Good. That's a textual problem against the Rambam. I'm talking Svara now, Shlomo. Misvara. Do you think the Ravid is more mistaber or the Rambam is more mistaber? Will.
The Ravid.
Why?
Just because there's two parts to a karka, right? There's the Kinyan HaGuf and there's the Kinyan HaPeros. So why would doing something related to the peros give you an acquisition of the
goof? Exactly. The peros are not the karka. They're attached to the karka. We actually use the peros by detaching them from the karka. So how is Achilas peros going to be kona the goof karka? You're not doing something to the goof karka. So what kind of a king are you creating? What kind of a king are you doing? The svara is also shver against the Rambam. Even if the Rambam can bring a raya from Agimara, Tzuma Bame Yikne, well, from Hiluch, like the Magen Mishnah, let's say Hiluch B'Shul Shokramim. But how do you understand the Svara? How do you understand the Svara of the Rambam? So the answer to these two kashas, I think we can give like a good Jew by asking a third kash. Third kash. There is one case that the Rambam says Achilas Peres is not going to work. Achilas Peres is not going to work to be called a karka. What's that case? Nichseh Ager. We can't get that far from Nichseh Ager. The Rambam, that seems to be the yesod of this whole shit. Right? The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mechir, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mechir, Alachat Hazor, Alachat Hazayin, that's where the Rambam sets forth this incredible yesod that Achilas Peres can work to become a karka. But then, I'm sorry, not in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mechir, pardon me, in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mechir Umaton. Right? We'll get back to Perek Beis of Hilchos Mechir, that's also an important halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, says, Nichse Ger Shem Leyoshim, V'nichse Ha'efker, etc. Kol HaMachzik Bohem B'derech Midarech HaChazaka K'no Shuviyana Bilchas Mechira Kona Chutz Me'achila Sepez. Any type of Chazaka that we had, no, I'll go to parts, that's fine. Gvaldik, but not Achilas Peres. Don't bother. That's not going to work. Ketzer. Halokeach Karka Mechaver V'hachzik B'achilas Peres Kona K'no Shuviyana. You buy a piece of karka from your friend and you do a chazaka, b'achilas peres, that's fine. Avol b'nichse hefker or nichse ager, afilu ochal peres or ilon kama shonim lo kona gufa ilon v'lo gufa karka at shiyasem maise b'gufa oretz o yavar avoda b'ilon. So the Rambam, by nichse ager and nichse hefker, even if you have achilas peres, von haint bis morgen, von haint for gimel shonim, right? Dra yor, right? You have Achilas Peres for 3 years, it's not going to be common. You got to do a tikkun in the Guf HaKarka. question is why? Why should that be true? Why should this sagah be any different? These are the three kashas that I want to address. The Mishnah says that Noga du parts are rezu chazaka. The Rambam seems to say after this paras also. Misvar, the Rambam is shver because achilas paras is not doing something with the carcass. How can we kona gufa karka with achilas paras? And thirdly, the Rambam himself says benichse hager you can't be kona with achilas paras. Why is nichse hager any different than any other karka? Why should that be any different according to the Rambam? If achilas paras works, then it should work all over. If it doesn't work, then it shouldn't work anywhere. What's the chiddush between nisei ager as opposed to all of the kasha? So to answer all these kashas, we have to take a step back and try to understand what is a kinyan chazak according to the Rambam. Right? We're talking about expanding what kinyan chazaka means. It's not just nog other parts; it can also be achilas paras. Why? What is chazaka about in general by nog other parats? And let's see how the Rambam applies that to achilas paras as well. So what is it? The first type of chazaka that we've heard of is noah. Right? Gadar uparatz, we know it means making offense, breaching offense, but what does noah mean? That's a major machlokas in the Rishonim, what noah means. The Rashbam, the same Rashbam that we read before, the Rashbam interprets, what does noah mean? It means to, not just to close the fence, to lock up the property, but to make the key, right? To make the lock. Rashbam says, he says either Noah means that there's still an opening, but you make more fence that's harder to get in. You're fixing up the area so that it's more enclosed. It's not gadar. Gadar means that you made the, there was no fence there before, you made a fence. Noah means that you enclosed, you made the opening smaller. That's one possibility, he says. Inami shekava manul bedelis linul bo. Or you put the lock on. Right? So the simple way to look at it is the lock. Let's talk about that case. The Rashbam holds that you have to put the lock on. You have to do something. Do a maisa in the gufa karka to make it less accessible. That's what no'al means, according to the Rashbam. Either you're making the opening smaller, or you're kovei manol, you're putting the lock on to lock up the property. Right? But you're fixing something. You're fixing it by putting the manol on. That's how the Rashbam understands. How could you have understood what the word no'al means? How could you have understood no'al? He says no'al means I'm making the opening smaller, or I'm putting on the lock. What could no'al have been? Locking the door. Closing the door. He doesn't say that. He says, no, you have to do something. You have to do a tikkun in the gufa karka. You're doing a tikkun in the karka by putting the lock on, by making the opening smaller. But some of the Rishonim disagree and say, no, no'al means ne'ila. Right? No'al could even be locking the door. That's how the Rush learns in Gittin, and that's how Tosfos right over here learns as well. Tosfos here in Bava Basra, Tosfos begins on Nachman Beis and Beis, the last whole no'al, but it continues, the first no'al. Right, but it continues to Nun Gimel Amad Aleph. The Tosfos says the following line. He says, "Lo domini ilas delas lemavriach chari." What would you have thought? The ilas delas is not a kinyan. What are you doing? You're just benefiting the guy. You're closing up the property. There's no, you know, what are you accomplishing by being no delas? You're just taking away, you know, it's like you're taking away a line. You're taking away possible nezek from someone else, but you're not actually improving anything. So says Tosis, no. The Dafka Nosan Sror, the Socha Mina Maya Hudama Besamotavi, Maviachari, if you put rocks in to prevent water from damaging the fields, that's Maviachari. Fine. Aval Hocha Shenol Befne Kol Odom Veimeniach Odom Likonis Muchach Milsa Shabayas Hushalom, Vikoni Bene Ilaluchud. Zok Tosis, by being Noel the property, by locking up the property, what are you doing? You're preventing other people from coming into the property. And if you prevent other people from coming into the property, mucha milsa shu shalom. Mucha milsa shabayas shalom. You're proving that the bias is yours. You're proving ownership by locking up the property. Says Tosfos, that type of ne'il is enough to be kona the kaf. From Tosfos, it's clear that what is kinyan chazaka? What is no'al godar uparts? They're put together. The three of them are put together. What is the kinyan? Is it tikkun begufa karka? No. The key is not the maisa. The key is, what does the Maisa show? The Rashbam learns the key of Nal Gada Uparat is the Maisa itself, the Tikkun of the Guf HaKarka. Tosfa seems to be learning that it's not the Maisa itself, it's what does it show? It's Muchacha Milsa Shabayus Shalom. If you make a fence, you're showing that it's yours. You're not allowing people to come in. If you're part, you open the fence, so now you're saying that you want people to have access. If you're null, if you lock up the door, you close the fence is there. There's a door. The door is open. You close the door. You're preventing access. You're demonstrating that you're a bialin. It's not the maisa. If the key would be the maisa, then locking up the door, that's not a significant maisa. You're not changing anything. Putting on the lock, that's a significant maisa, but not locking up the door. Because the whole goal of null gather parts is just to demonstrate that you're the bialin. So then Noal could be just Ne'ilas Delas. If you close the door and you're not preventing access to anyone else, now you show that the property is yours. Maybe that's enough to be called a Chazon. We find a similar idea in a different context as well. The Rambam Menuchas Mechira, Perek Beis, talks about how to be Kone and Eved Kenayni. Perek Beis, Alocha Beis, the Rambam says, Eved Kenayni Arir Kekarka, Lekiniya, V'nikta V'kesef V'bishtar O bechazaka. Ram says that just like karka is nikta bekesef mishtar bechazaka, so too eved kenayni. Umayya chazaka bekinyan avodim. Well, what is that chazaka? Says the Rambam in Halacha Beis. Chi yishtamish bohen kederach shemishtamshin ba'avodim b'fnei Rambam. You got to use the eved the way that the odon uses an eved. Kate said hitelo min olo. O shehinelo min olo. He puts on his shoes for him. O shehola kelev lebeis hamerchatz. He takes his kelim, takes his towel to the bathhouse. Oh, shave shito. Oh, socho. God, he scratches his back. He gets him dressed. There's the way that an adon uses an eved. That's the way that you're going to be kone. That's the way that you're kone. That's a chazaka. The kinyan be'eved k'nayni is that you're using the eved in the way that the adon usually uses the eved. What's pshan? What are you doing over here? So comes the Magen Mishnah and says the Rambam. The Rambam was just saying that in the same way that Achilas Peres works in Karka, Achilas Peres works the Gabe Eved. Eved Kenani is Kekarka, so if you use the Eved, then you can be called the Eved. So you just have to use the Eved in a normal way. So if you use the Eved for what an Adon normally uses the Eved for, to take his kelim to the Beis HaMerechatz, to scratch his back, to serve him, etc., so of course that's going to be called. But Zokta Magen Mishnah v'hu adin nami, if you use the Eved in any other way. Let's say the Eved has a talent. He used to be a tailor, right? So if you use the Eved to make a suit for you, Zokta Magen Mishnah, according to the Rambam, that's sufficient. That's Achilas Peres. You're using the Eved, so that's enough. Aye, but that's not a usage of Avdus. He doesn't demonstrate that he's an Eved through that. Asma, the Rambam holds Achilas Peres is sufficient by Karka, so by Avodim Kenayim, it also should be sufficient. And Eved Kenayim is Kekarka, Eved Ivri is not Kekarka, but Eved Kenayim is Kekarka, so if you're calling a Karka with Achilas Peres, Eved Kenayim, you should be able to be calling with any type of Ishtamshus as well. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Comes the Kesef Mishnah and says, I don't think the Magen Mishnah is right. I don't think that's what the Rambam holds. Bani Omer, the other Abba, Loshon Rabbeinu Nira Behefer. The Loshon of the Rambam sounds like it's the opposite. Shekosu Sheishtamish Ben Kedar Shemishtamshim Ba'avodim. The mashma davka tashvish hamiyuchad la'avdus. It sounds in the Rambam's Afikas mission that you have to use a tashvish that's miyuchad la'avdus, that an eved will do for his adam. V'lodomi la'achilas peres bekarka. No. The shiny awesome, the be'ez hana also minkar la'kol shehu shalo. Achilas peres of karka. Right? It's minkar that the karka is yours. If you use the Eved for a Tashmish of Avdus, so then it's Nikar that you are the Adon. Aval Kishatofer Beged Bamei Yivada de Lerabahu. If the Eved is simply tailoring garments, how do you know that it's the Adon's garment? How do you know that it's the Adon's garment? Lechas Avdus Ein Maisim Begufo Shal Adon Hola Kelev Achrov LeMerchatz Kem De Achrov Hu Holech Haminkar Shu Shalo Dumya De Karka. Dr. Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam holds that by Eved Kenayni, you can be kona with Hishtamshus, but only Hishtamshus shall Avdus. Because what's the goal? What's the Kinyan Chazaka doing? It's demonstrating Bailus. So the only way that you can demonstrate Bailus in the Eved is if the Eved is serving you like an Eved would serve. Just because the Eved is tailoring something, that doesn't show that you're the Bailum. So he's tailoring. But do we know that it's your garment? If we don't know that it's your garment, maybe he's tailoring for someone else. But if he's taking your kelim to the Beis HaMerchatz, if he's doing work for the Adon, and it's clear that he's doing work for the Adon the way that an Eved would do work, so then Minkar Shehu Shalom. Nochamo, the Kesef Mishnah is saying, according to the Ramban, Kinyan Chazaka Bein Bekarka Bein Be'Eved Kanaini is not about the Maisa itself. It's about demonstrating Bailus. So if it's about demonstrating Bailus, the only Kinyan that's going to work by Eved is if he's doing a Hishtam Shel Abdus. Zokdiyar Sameach. That's why the Rambam in Hilchas Chiyu Matana says by Nichse Agar, Achilas Peros is not going to work. Because Achilas Peros is not about the Maisa Achilas. Achilas Peros, according to the Rambam, can work as a king of Chazaka, not because you're doing something through the Achilas Peros. No, it's what the Achilas Peros shows. It shows that you're a violent. It shows that you're a violent. That's why Achilas Peros is going to be coming. So if the whole idea is that it shows that you're a Bailim, because the Bailim would be makpid. If you're not the Bailim, then the true owner would be makpid if you're eating the Paris. If that's what Achilas Paris is coming to do, that's how you're Kona, because you're showing Bailus, so then by Nichse Hefker, Achilas Paris is not going to be Kona, because what Bailus are you showing? There's no one to be Mocher. If the ger, if it's nichse hager, nichse hefker, if there's no one to be moche, so then your achilas peris shows nothing. It's not the achilas peris itself that's kohen. No, it's the fact that the achilas peris is mochiach. It's a raya that you're a bialim, because if you were not a bialim, then the true bialim would be moche. So that can work if there is a bialim. But if it's nichse hefker and there is no bialim, so then of course achilas peris doesn't prove anything, doesn't show anything. So if it doesn't show anything, then it's not going to work as a king. Not going to work as a king. So this can explain why the Svara is not necessarily against the Rambam. He said, how can Achilas Peros be Kona Karka? The way it's Kona Karka is not through the Achilas Peros itself. It's by demonstrating that you're a Bailim on the Gufa Karka. If you're able to eat the peros from the karka, so that shows that you're the bailam. Because if not, then the real bailam would not allow you to eat the peros. So that answers question number two. Right? What's the how does achilas peros work to be kona gufa karka? The answer is it's not the achilas peros itself. The peros themselves are not attached to the karka, but achilas peros is a simon ladova. It's a simon that you're a bailam. It's a hochocha that you're a bailam, because the bailam would never let you eat the peros. It's a chacha that you're a bailim, so then maybe that taka works to be kona the karka. Why is it not mentioned in the Mishnah on that membeis amid aleph? According to the Yor Sameach, everything is great. It's the same teretz that we gave before, because since nichse hager are mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Rambam holds that by nichse hager achilas peres doesn't work, so the Mishnah is saying what can constitute king chazaka in all cases, even by nichse hager. So that's why it leaves that Achilles Peres, that the Mishnah is not a Kasha Bechlam. The Mishnah is not a Kasha Bechlam. It comes out, according to this, that the Rambam really learns that Cheskas Kin and Cheskas Raya really are working on parallel tracks. They're not accomplishing the same thing, but they work through the same mechanism. Showing bias. Showing, if you think about it, they're really the same point. Cheskas Kenyan is there to show Bailus. Through the Noah Gadu Parts, through the Achilles Peres is there to show Bailus. And Cheskas Raya also is there to show Bailus. The key to the Achilles Peres is not the Maisa Achila, it's the fact that you're showing Bailus through the Maisa Achila. And that's exactly what the Gemara over here on the Chapes and on the Beis is saying, according to Rama. Summa ba me yikne. Right? Just like you're going to be konet sunna with hamadas behemoth and mishtichas peres, hochanami over here too, in the case of cheskas raya, how do you show a cheskas raya by tsunma to hamadas behemoth and mishtichas peres? What's the hochanami? According to this vart, it's very good that what the Rambam would say is we're comparing cheskas kinyan to cheskas raya. The goal of cheskas kinyan is to demonstrate bailus, and the goal of Cheskas Raya is to demonstrate Bailus also. So it's the same thing. If you have karka that's not usable, then if it's not usable in terms of Achilles Peres, you have to find whatever usage you can have. And if you use the property, you demonstrate bailus, so then that's the raya, right? That also can produce a raya. Yeah, that can produce the kinyan, it can produce the raya. How does it produce the kinyan? By showing that you're the bailin. Because there was no mecha from the other person who claims to be the bailin. So it's mamish the same thing. They're accomplishing different things. The cheskes kinyan makes you acquire it. The cheskes raya proves that you own it. But it's really the zel basav, because the way that you're kone it, according to the Rambam, through chazaka, is not through the maisa chazaka. Even no'al, according to the Rambam, would not be the maisa ne'ila itself. It's the fact that you demonstrate bailus through the ne'ila. So if that's the way that no'al works, and gadar and paretz work, that's the way achilas peros can work, according to the Rambam as well. That you demonstrate a bailus by eating the peros without a mecha. If you eat the peros without a mecha, that demonstrates bailus, and that's going to be kone. This can help explain the final idea. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Mechira, Halacha Tezayin, he says not only does Achilas Peiros work to be Kone Karka, but what else regarding Peiros? Not just Achilas Peiros can work, but what else? Let me read the Rambam to you. Hamoches sadin lechaver v'nichas bo lokeach v'zara onero shasa peres ha'ilan ozamra v'cholki otzi b'dvar me'ilu harei zekona sharei hechzik v'cheinim osaf hamoches sal shel peres v'nosam la lokeach kona lokeach miyad b'chazav sharei gila daito shiklo sadetu kinigam v'nasu peres ha'shelo. What does the Rambam say? There are two sides to the coin of peres. There's lokeach, eating peres, and there's what? Well, what's the other case of peris? The mocher giving the sal shel peris to the lokeh. Dali leit son of the peri. Dali leit son of the peri, according to the Rambam, is not just a raya. It works not only as a cheskes, right? It works as a cheskes kinyan too. Now, how does that work? Lokeh is not doing anything. There's no maisa. There's no maisa kinyan mechalal. How does that work? But if you understand that achilas peros, the kinyan of achilas peros, according to the Rambam, is not about a maisa. It's about the hochacha that emerges from the maisa. So then, maishna lokeach, maishna mocher. Does it matter if the lokeach is eating the peros or the mocher is providing the peros? As long as there's a gilui das mori. Exactly. If the mocher is megala das, that he sold it. So now we have a hochacha that this lokeach is the bailin. That's what kinyan chazak is all about in karka. That's what achilas peres is all about. So it's not necessary to eat the peres, even if the mocher provides a sal shel peres. That's the hochacha we need in order to be kone of the karka, and that's how he's going to be able to be kone. This is the Rambam. Rambam learns that cheskas kinyan and cheskas raya are really working together. They're working on parallel tracks. Again, they're not accomplishing the same thing. Cheskas kinyan is acquiring the field. You can have a cheskas raya without a cheskas kinyan. You can acquire the field with kesef, with shtar. You don't need a cheskas kinyan. But the way cheskas kinyan is working is by creating a raya that you're bailin, to make it mucha milsa, that you're bailin. And once it's mucha milsa, so that is how the kinyan is working. And that's exactly the same way the cheskas raya works as well. That you're creating some kind of hochocha, some kind of raya, that you're the bailin. So that's how the cheskas raya is going to work. The Raiva disagrees. Why does the Raiva disagree? Because he says, how can such a kinyan work? How does such a kinyan work? What, you're proving that you're a bailin? That's not a maisa kinyan ever. Right? The way that you do kinyanim, zok the Raiva, he would say, you have to do a maisa in the cheftza that you're being kone. Right? Here, where's the Raiva? What's the Raiva? What are you doing? You're eating peris, but the Raiva is not... The Raiva is something stemming from the eating of the peris. Raya stems from eating the peiros. You're not doing a maisa in the gufa karkas. You're not doing a maisa in the gufa karkas. How can you be kone? What's more, the raya could say, what's the raya really coming from? The raya is not really even coming from anything that you're doing. It's not coming from the achilas peiros, really. What's it coming from? What's the raya that you're by them coming from? Not from the fact that you're eating the peiros, but rather from the fact that the shtikas abayla. It's really coming from the shtikas abayla. So up to Raivin, how can his shtika be kone for me? I'm doing gornished. Right? Not only am I not doing a maisa in the gufa karka, it's not the achilas peres itself, it's not the maisa achilas peres that's being kone for me, it's the raya from the shtika of the other guy that stems from my achila that's being kone for me. How can that work, Frechter Raivin? That doesn't work. The only chazaka that can work is no godar uparas. There, you're doing a maisa in the gufa karka. You, lokeach, are doing a maisa in the gufa karka. If you're doing a maisa, then you can be kona. That's the only way that you can be kona b'kein chazaka. But the Rambam argues, the Rambam says that even a hochocha that stems from a maisa that I do, that's sufficient. It's not so shver because that could be what nol means. This pashup shad and nol is that you're locking up the fence. So the Rambam says closing the fence is not doing any maisa tikkun in the guf hakarka. You're just showing that you're a bialim. Zakhtar Rambam, that's what King Chazak and Karak is all about. It's about showing that you're a bialim. So therefore, Achilas Peres can work as well for a King Chazak.